This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with the pre-election edition of Issues of the Environment. Now, many have already filled out and sent in their ballots, but there will be plenty heading to the polls election day, and altogether, voters in Washtenaw County will collectively decide a measure aimed at land preservation. At issue is a 10-year quarter mill renewal of a tax levy used for the purchase of land for preservation and then to cover costs of maintaining the land purchased. Our guest this morning is obviously in favor of the countywide ballot issue. Jenny Trocchio is the superintendent of Park Planning and the Natural Areas Preservation Program, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.
Now, some contend that renewal questions on a given ballot are almost a given, but I'm betting you take nothing for granted here.
Absolutely. We do not take anything for granted, so we hope people will get out and vote.
The Natural Areas Preservation Program officially launched in the year 2000, obviously celebrating 20 years of existence now. What kind of acreage has it preserved?
So since its inception in 2000, we've protected over 9,000 acres of land, and that includes the establishment of 34 nature preserves, which provide over 40 miles of nature trails for folks to go and enjoy. It includes roughly 3,100 acres of preserved farmland. And we've also worked with a number of our local partners here that have helped to protect an additional about 2,300 acres.
When we say preserved, are there different definitions for that depending on what the purpose of the land is?
Yes. So our nature preserves, we own those properties outright. We own and manage those lands. So we have a crew that's able to do invasive species removal, doing prescribed burns, maintaining those trails for folks to be able to enjoy the site. But then the farmland preservation piece of it is conservation easements. And so those have been primarily, obviously, farmland. So those remain in private ownership, and the landowner is able to continue to farm those properties. But those easements also protect all of the natural features on the property. So oftentimes there's woodlands. There's wetlands that are protected as well. Every property is different.
When we put that all together, what does it do for the overall health of the environment in Washtenaw County?
It helps us to protect the diversity of ecosystem types that we have here in Washtenaw County. It preserves our rural character through the farmland and agricultural lands that we have here in the county. It preserves habitat for all of our species, and it also provides recreation opportunities for folks to get out and enjoy.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're discussing next Tuesday's countywide ballot question that would renew a quarter mill tax for land preservation and maintenance in Washtenaw County. Our guest is Jenny Trocchio, the superintendent of Park Planning and the Natural Areas Preservation Program. Jenny, it seems to me a lot of land has been preserved locally over the 20 years of the NAP program. Is Washtenaw County meeting national or statewide goals and standards when it comes to preservation?
We still have more to do, I would say, here in Washtenaw County. In total, we've preserved about 10% of the county's land base. There's still areas of the county that we have not been able to reach, and we're starting to make inroads there, in particular in the southeast corner of the county. So I would say that there's still quite a bit to do.
Yeah, you mentioned 10%. What is the national goal or standard? About 17%, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
It is said that everything is connected in one way or another. Does the NAP program have a role in the climate goals for Washtenaw County?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, preserving land helps to achieve some of those goals as well.
A major issue on the county, and particularly Ann Arbor, is affordable housing. If there is less land to develop, then the land that can be developed, at least theoretically, goes up in value. Subsequently, purchase costs go up as well. Is the NAP program a contributor to that vital community issue?
There's been no data to account for that. I would say that since we've only preserved 10% of the land base in the county, there's still quite a bit of land to be able to be developed. And so there's still a lot of space out there. What we're really looking for is kind of a diversity of land types out there.
2020 has been a most unusual year. We have had a lot of unrest across the country. Obviously, we're dealing with a public health pandemic, and that has had broad economic impacts. Are you at all concerned as we approach ballot day next Tuesday that people will be looking at their pocketbooks a little differently and perhaps not be as amenable to passing a tax question?
I think any time that there's a renewal or a millage on the ballot, we're always thinking about that. I would say that we've seen a huge increase in our usage of our nature preserves. In particular, during this time, we installed some counters at the beginning of the year. This was pre-COVID. And you can see the number spike as of March 13th.
Yeah, it became a kind of therapy, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been a place where people can find recreation. They can go out there with friends and family members and safely be with each other and enjoy nature and be outside.
Once again, our conversation with the Superintendent of Park Planning and the Natural Areas Preservation Program in Washtenaw County continues. Jenny Trocchio is advocating for voter approval next Tuesday of a 10-year quarter mill tax renewal for continued land preservation and maintenance in Washtenaw County. I mentioned earlier, this is the 20th year the Natural Areas Preservation Program has been around. Passage of the ballot question next Tuesday would assure it sees a 30th birthday. But what happens on that chance that voters reject the request?
Well, luckily, last year, our Parks Commission and our Board of Commissioners did set aside some money into a stewardship special revenue fund. And so we do have some funds available to continue to maintain the properties that we already own and enforce the conservation easements that we hold. So there would be still some money available for that, but it's not fully funded.
And that leads to the obvious next question. On the slight chance that it does fail on Tuesday, is there a plan in place to put the ballot issue back before voters, certainly before 2030, when the millage, if approved, would expire?
I think that would be a conversation that we would have and see what happens next Tuesday.
Obviously, you have a vested interest in the outcome of Tuesday's decision, but I do want to ask you, if someone came to you and said, why does this deserve my support? What is your elevator speech to them?
I think it saves the environment. It also provides recreation opportunities for folks to get out and enjoy nature. Even if you're not a huge birder or botanist, it still provides some recreation and exercise opportunities for folks.
I would like to thank you so much for the time today, and I wish you well as we approach Election Day.
Thank you so much.
That is Jenny Trocchio, the Superintendent of Park Planning and the Natural Areas Preservation Program. Now, to find out results of this issue and all of the matters being decided throughout Washtenaw County, the state of Michigan, and the country, join NPR and WEMU beginning at 9 p.m. election night. State and federal results may take several days, but it is expected we'll have most, if not all, Washtenaw County results for you next Wednesday morning. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.